All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you with Pro Wrestling America. We are coming to you from the State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. We have a great card on the line tonight. It is Lawler versus Dundee from last week's match with Iron Mike Sharp coming up. We have the Illinois Tag Team titles on the line as the Gorgeous Gentlemen defend the titles against Eric Watts and Chad Fortune. We have Trevor Murdoch and Nikita Koloff. We're trying to get that one going again. And main event tonight is Macho Man Randy Savage, the American Heavyweight Champion, facing off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert in a non-title match. A lot of matches going on tonight, so let's get right into it. First match in the gauntlet run that he brought upon himself. Curtis Thompson facing off against Johnny B. Badd. And Curtis tries to make the match go quickly, but he finds himself hitting a brick wall against Badd. Badd goes back to his boxing roots and levels Curtis with a vicious right hand for the pin in a time of 8 minutes, 52 seconds. Your winner is Johnny B. Badd. Curtis Thompson has to come back next week and try to beat him again, so good luck to him. Next match in the feud between the American Tag Team Champions and their number one contenders, we have singles matches. Bradshaw facing off against Stevie Ray, and they have a good match until Pringle gets involved, nailing Bradshaw with his cane. Nick Patrick sees it and calls for the bell. Your winner is Bradshaw by disqualification in a time of 2 minutes, 28 seconds. He gets a little bit of revenge right away as he gives Stevie Ray a clothesline from hell. Next match is slated for Kendall Windham facing off against Southern Psycho Elliot Russell. And Missy comes down to the ring with both men. She wants to know why two of her wrestlers are required to wrestle each other. Instead of me answering the question, Danny Davis comes out to answer. He tells Missy that it has nothing to do with trying to get rid of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International or to cause any problems in the group. Kendall and Elliot are two of the top contenders for the Interstate 74 title. Eddie and I have given Danny control of the Interstate 74 division for this season, a chance to prove himself as a booker. He wants to use this to set up a number one contenders match for the title. The winner of this match will face the winner of another match for that number one contender slot. Missy doesn't seem so impressed with the reasoning, but she trusts and tells her two wrestlers to make it a great match. And Kendall and Elliot have a great match, as they had had in the weeks before Elliot joined Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. The fans are on their feet for the entire match. Elliot manages to get a submission from Kendall from a Boston Crab in a time of 14 minutes, 24 seconds. So going into that number one contender match for the Interstate 74 title is Southern Psycho Elliot Russell. Now we go back to the tag team feud. Now it's the other guys, Farouk facing off against Booker T. And they have a good match. Pringle is up to the same shenanigans in this match as he was in the previous match, but Nick Patrick doesn't see it this time. Booker keeps Farouk off balance with attacks from every direction, finally getting the pin after the Harlem Hangover in a time of 9 minutes, 27 seconds. So we split the difference between the two tag teams. Acolytes winning one match, Harlem Heat winning the other. We talk about number one contenders. Here we go with the number one contenders match for the American Heavyweight title. Superstar Bill Dundee facing off against Jerry Lawler. Lawler comes out to the interview desk, demanding that Dundee come out to explain himself for last week's attack in his match against Iron Mike Sharp. After a moment, Dundee comes out and tells Kingfish that he doesn't have to explain anything. Lawler blew the American Heavyweight title match 2 weeks ago. Dundee got a little bit of revenge last week, but he's going to finish that revenge tonight. They get ready to go at it, but they are separated by the American Tag Team Champions. Farouk escorts Dundee down to the ring. Bradshaw escorts Lawler down to the ring. David Manning has to run down to the ring so he can start the match. The Acolytes leave after fulfilling their jobs of getting the two into the ring to have this match be official. And Dundee and Lawler have an awesome match. Truly a classic like the dozens, maybe even hundreds, they had against each other in Memphis. Lawler has the advantage through most of the match. Lawler has Dundee set up for a pile driver, but Lawler plays to the crowd too much. Dundee backdrops him. As Manning checks on Lawler, Dundee grabs the chain from his tights and wraps it around his fist. As Lawler gets back to his feet, Dundee nails him with the chain. He quickly throws it back in his tights before covering to get the pin. So, Superstar Bill Dundee winning the match in a time of 16 minutes, 57 seconds is the new number one contender for the American heavyweight title held by Macho Man Randy Savage. Once again, he is the number one contender. Will everything be settled between Dundee and Savage in their next match? When will that match take place? Savage is kind of in the driver's seat as the champion, since he only has to defend the title once every calendar month, so he has any time in the month of October to be able to have that match happen. Hopefully we can talk to Savage before the main event and find out when this next defense against Dundee will take place. Speaking of title matches, Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. Gorgeous Gentlemen facing off against Eric Watts and Chad Fortune. You might not think of these guys as a great tag team, especially because they teamed together as Travis and Troy, Techno Team 2000 in the late 90s WWF. They had great potential, but again, another set of guys that just weren't the right look, the right type for Vince McMahon to actually make a good push of. But the Gorgeous Gentlemen have their hands full with the challengers. Watts takes advantage of a miscue by Adams to get the pin after an inverted Russian leg sweep in a time of 9 minutes, 57 seconds. Your new Illinois Tag Team Champions are Eric Watts and Chad Fortune. So we have new Illinois Tag Team Champions. Continuing in the tag team realm, the next match has the Stud Stable facing off against the Moondogs. Precious accompanies the Stud Stable to the ring. She grabs the microphone and asks why her men, who should have been in the title match in the last match, are paired up against the Savage Moondogs. She is answered by Paul Jones, bringing the Moondogs down to the ring. The Moondogs attack the Stud Stable. Precious barely escapes as Spot tries to grab her by the hair. The Moondogs dominate the match. The Stud Stable try to make a comeback, but Spot chokes Golden with the bone while Fuller has Tommy Young distracted. When Young turns around, Spot tosses the bone out of the ring and covers Golden. Golden barely kicks out before the three count, and that only infuriates Spot. The Moondogs double-team Golden in their corner. Spike finally pins Golden after a double flapjack and a falling splash in a time of 6 minutes, 55 seconds. Your winners are Spot and Spike, the Moondogs. Next, we have a non-title match, the first of two tonight. This time, Illinois heavyweight champion Bunkhouse Buck taking on Rick Steiner. And Buck is not too interested in taking on Rick Steiner, even if it is a non-title match. Shortly after the match starts, Buck has Steiner in a blatant chokehold that he refuses to break. Jerry Calhoun calls for the bell and the disqualification, so Steiner wins the match by DQ in 1 minute 12 seconds. Buck gets upset with Calhoun, but he's tackled from behind by Iron Mike Sharp. Sharp and Steiner beat down on Buck until the Moondogs stomp back down to the ring. Missy has her men leave the ring and find safety on their way back to the dressing room area. Paul Jones is not happy at all about the turn of events. He starts yelling at Buck for getting himself disqualified. All four men eventually leave the ring as the crowd boos terribly. Maybe a little bit of problems going on in Paul Jones's army. Next match, the match that we have been looking forward to. Trevor Murdoch facing off against Nikita Koloff. These guys possibly could have been in the mix for the American Tag Team titles until Nikita turned and joined Paul Jones' army. Trevor Murdoch has been trying to get a hold of Nikita Koloff since their last attempt at a match 2 weeks ago. Paul Jones comes down for his third straight match, but Nikita tells him to go back to the dressing room. He is going to take care of Trevor all by himself. Trevor comes down to the ring. He looks confident as he stomps up the stairs and stares into the eyes of the Russian Nightmare. Jerry Calhoun backs Nikita into the opposite corner as Trevor climbs through the ropes. Calhoun calls for the bell and Nikita attacks quickly. The two men brawl and show off their strength with slams and clotheslines and all kinds of moves. Trevor counters a Russian sickle with a drop toe hold and Nikita's head hits the middle turnbuckle. Trevor climbs out onto the ring apron and takes Nikita down with the top rope bulldog for the pin in a time of 21 minutes, 23 seconds. Trevor has a moment of revenge before the rest of Paul Jones' army rush down to the ring. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International aren't too far behind them, Rick Steiner leading the charge. After a couple of minutes of brawling, it is Trevor and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International standing tall in the ring. Paul Jones' army are on the outside, itching to get back in. But Paul Jones leads them back to the dressing room as Missy congratulates her men. And Trevor not looking exactly too thrilled. But Eddie grabs the microphone and says he is going to take care of all the questions about the Illinois or about the American heavyweight title situation. Superstar Bill Dundee won the number one contender slot tonight. Eddie has a match with the champion in a moment. He invites both men to come down to the ring so that they can sign the contract for their American heavyweight title match this month. The crowd reacts wildly as pomp and circumstance begins to play. After he climbs into the ring, Savage magnanimously plays to the crowd. Dundee's music plays and climbs into the ring as well. Calhoun and Manning bring out a table from under the ring and slide it into the ring. They climb into the ring themselves and set the table up. Eddie says they are ready to get this contract signing over with. Everyone is tired of Savage and Dundee. He also points out there is no automatic rematch clause in this contract. This match will be a one-and-done affair. Savage quickly signs the contract. He wants to get the match over with. He was really looking forward to a title match with Lawler. However, he's stuck with Dundee again. Dundee also signs quickly. Finally, he is going to get the title that he truly deserves. Savage tells him that he's lucky he got past Lawler for this match. Dundee shoves the table into Savage. Dundee jumps over the table and jumps on Savage. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International separate the two men. They will have their moment in 2 weeks. The rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International take Dundee away as Savage and Eddie get ready for their match. Here we are. The main event for the evening. American Heavyweight Champion Macho Man Randy Savage. Non-title match against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And Savage and Eddie get a quick start to the match. Savage backdrops Eddie over the top rope. Nick Patrick quickly calls for the bell and the disqualification. Savage complains to Patrick. And while he's complaining to Patrick, Dundee rushes the ring and nails Savage from behind. The two brawl in the ring. Eddie climbs into the ring with a chair and he levels both Savage and Dundee with it. Eddie Gilbert gets the win by disqualification in a time of 3 minutes 48 seconds. But it is the champion and the challenger 2 weeks from tonight who are laying prone in the ring thanks to chair shots from Eddie Gilbert. The American heavyweight title situation is a very vastly, hotly contested affair. And truly, I am hoping that Savage and Dundee, this match on the 23rd, is finally it. That we can move on to somebody else facing one of these guys for the title. But that you'll have to see in the coming weeks. But for now, we've reached the end of the card, the end of the evening. Next week, we come back to you with matches from Renaissance Coliseum. A great lineup there as well, as we look forward to many great things to come in this season, leading up to my favorite card of the year, Christmas Chaos. We'll have to see how everything turns out. But again, you're going to have to come in and listen to those episodes as we keep going forward, leading to Christmas Chaos, seeing how things shape up for those matches. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. Be also here for the theological side of the podcast, the confessional corners, the digging deeper into the epistles of John. Be here for all of it, supporting us by listening. And if you have feedback on any of it, please do not hesitate to contact me, wrestlingwiththeology@gmail.com. Look it up on Facebook, facebook.com/WWT2019, and leave comments there on the posts that are there for each of the episodes. I would love to have the conversation with you on some of these things. But until next time, this is, again, Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, and we will see you next week.